This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Starting today, the Columbia Regional Airport will have daily flights to Chicago and twice daily flights to Dallas. Delta Airlines discontinued its service at Columbia's airport yesterday. City Manager Mike Mathis says Delta's exit shows the dynamic, fragile, and fast-paced nature of the air service business.
And let me say, you know, Delta was a great partner. They did a lot for this region. We're sad to see them go. But that said, they've made the decision to leave, and we're very excited about having Chicago and Dallas. That has always been our goal. We never thought about Atlanta.
Mike Brooks is the president of Regional Economic Development Incorporated. He says the new addition with American Airlines is very attractive to the local community, and the Columbia Regional Airport has some advantages compared with other airports.
Quite honestly, if you are on the border of whether you go to St. Louis or Columbia, the free parking at Columbia can be a real asset.
The daily flight to Chicago O'Hare Airport will depart Columbia at 1:55 in the afternoon, and the return flight arrives in Columbia at 5:10. One daily flight to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport will depart in the morning, and the other in the afternoon. Also today, American Airlines and U.S. Airways say they're merging in a deal they value at $11 billion. It will create the world's biggest airline. The combined carrier will be called American Airlines, but run by U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to a pair of bills that would institute photo ID requirements for voters. As Marshall Griffin tells us, floor debate last night got heated on several occasions.
Arguments split exactly down party lines with no defectors from either side. Democrat Janice Monticello of St. Louis County said she was embarrassed that House members were even discussing legislation that would deny segments of Missouri's population of their right to vote.
And most of all, I don't envy you having to explain it to your maker when you meet your maker someday.
That comment brought a sharp response from GOP House member Noel Torpy of Independence.
We're not disenfranchising anyone. This is a simple to just prevent voter fraud. If they don't show identification, how do you prove it?
Both bills need one more vote before going to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A conservative advocacy group says more than 200 local governments across Missouri are trying to raise taxes. The tally includes proposals such as property tax hikes, sales taxes, and bond issues that are up for votes on the ballot in April. Patrick Werner heads the Missouri chapter of Americans for Prosperity, a group that advocates for lower taxes and limited government.
That's over 85% of Missouri counties either have some sort of countywide or some sort of local, municipal, school board, fire district tax within their county jurisdictions. St. Louis County, for example, 15.
Werner says his group put the data together to let state lawmakers know that while they're trying to cut taxes in Jefferson City, local politicians back home are trying to raise them. Meanwhile, Republican leaders in the Senate are backing a temporary 1 cent sales tax to address Missouri's transportation needs. House Speaker Tim Jones is on record as wanting any transportation fix to be revenue neutral. More Missouri students are training for future careers while still in high school. 63% of the state's high school students participated in at least one career or technical education program in the 2011-2012 school year. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says that's a 3% increase from the previous year. Career and technical education programs combine academics and occupational skills training. The goal is to allow students to learn more about possible career paths in areas such as agriculture, business, health sciences, and marketing. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro says that students need to have the skills necessary to succeed in today's globally competitive world. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder says he plans to launch a state website to gather tips about wasteful spending in Missouri government. Kinder, a Republican, says the website should be running soon. He detailed plans for it while asking a legislative committee yesterday to increase his office budget by about $38,500 to get it back to its level in 2009. Kinder says if the website and his staff don't identify enough wasteful spending to offset the appropriation, he'll return the additional money. Kinder was elected to a third four-year term last November. He says he wanted to launch the website last year, but decided to delay it so that it didn't appear to be politically motivated. Lawmakers in the Missouri House and Senate continue to grill members of Governor Jay Nixon's administration as to why it was necessary to spend more than $5.5 million on a new airplane. Colonel Ron Replogle of the State Highway Patrol told Senate budget writers yesterday that he made the call to buy the King Air 250.
I've had conversations with both the governor and members of his staff ever since I became colonel, but none of those people sent a message that said order this plane today. That was my decision, the patrol's decision, up through DPS and OA to purchase the plane when we did.
Replogle says the Department of Public Safety had enough money to buy the plane in December because of a delay in purchasing a new fleet of patrol cars. House budget writers yesterday also questioned the governor's chief of staff, John Watson, about the purchase. The new plane is available for law enforcement missions, but is used mostly by Governor Nixon for travel to public events around the state. People fired for sleeping on the job and missing work could have a harder time getting unemployment benefits under a bill endorsed by the Missouri Senate. The Senate gave initial approval yesterday to a measure expanding the definition of misconduct in the workplace. The change would make it harder for people to qualify for unemployment insurance after they are fired. Supporters say the bill will protect businesses from liability and give them more freedom to fire employees who misbehave at work. Legislation is sponsored by Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit. It needs one more affirmative vote in the Senate before moving to the House. Calling the police is now as easy as pushing a button in Kirksville Public Schools. Superintendent Pat Williams says the decision to install panic buttons came after a shooting at a Newtown, Connecticut school that left 20 elementary school students and 6 teachers dead.
I'm confident that given the culture and the equipment and the people we have in place, that we can certainly do our best to help keep a safe environment for students and staff.
Says the schools already had surveillance cameras, a resource officer, and emergency staff training. These new emergency buzzers make calling the police safer and more efficient. They're hidden and don't require remembering or dialing a number. Williams says the district is also installing more secure locks on the outside doors of elementary and preschools. It may do the same at other schools as well. Kirksville High School had a scare Tuesday when a male student sent a death threat via text to a female student at the school. Williams says the students were never in danger, but the school did send masked texts to parents. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.